Hey, it's Joey. We are here at MMS 2013 for Channel 9 and The Ed Show. And with me, Corporate Vice President Brad Anderson. Brad, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for inviting me to be here.
You did this little presentation today in front of a few thousand of your closest friends.
That was a lot of fun.
The keynote.
That was a lot of fun today.
It was a great keynote. So talk to me really quickly. First of all, there were some challenges with this. Right before we went on stage.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So Joey was out, you know, doing his DJ thing, which I thought was actually pretty cool, right? And, you know, we're backstage 5 minutes before it's beginning. I see people starting to scurry around like crazy. You know, what's going on? The whole entire Mandalay Bay complex lost the internet. You know, we had these 45 mile an hour winds happening outside, and just everything was gone. And, you know, of the six demos that we did, five of them required a connection to Azure, to Intune, to the different services. So, you know, we're backstage going like, wow, what do we do? You know, and so you got the message to
delay. So I played a little longer.
Yeah, so you got the message, delay, you know, and then we delayed by about 15 minutes, and we still didn't, you know, it still wasn't on. We didn't know if it was going to become available. We just made the call, we have to go, right,
yep.
You know. And so I guess like live television, you just go.
Yep, you just
and you know, so we went out and about, you know, 15 minutes into it, went to the first video of a customer talking, you know, Domino's Pizza talking about what they're doing. And, you know, I saw people come up on stage and walked over and said, hey, we're all good to go. The internet's been restored. But, you know, we had no idea.
It's the challenge of IT at an IT conference.
Yeah, you know, and you can come out and have that joke, you know, hey, do we have an IT pro in the audience that can help us here? We lost the internet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure a few hundred of them would have absolutely raised their hands.
All kinds of jokes we could have told
raise
on that
their
one.
Hands. One of the key things, and there were jokes on Twitter, right? How many times are we going to say cloud in the keynote, right?
Yeah.
We're in Vegas, drinking
games,
right?
So last year people counted. I don't know if I didn't see a count this year.
They wanted to do a drinking game this year, though, in Vegas. I'm not sure that's a great idea. But talk about kind of your themes and cloud.
Yeah.
And particularly about, you know, first of all, there's the aspect that business challenges face, and we talk a lot about that and how they solve it. But I want to look at it from the other perspective, the challenges from an IT perspective in terms of adoption and the things you're hearing from your customers, okay. from our customers.
Yeah, so at a high level, you know, the vision that we have about how we enable organizations to embrace these transformational changes like, you know, the explosion of big data, the new application models, virtualization and cloud computing and the consumerization of IT, our vision for how organizations can embrace that and actually advance their businesses, we call the Cloud OS. So think about the Cloud OS as this overarching vision that enables organizations to deliver solutions and technologies and capabilities that really dive deep into these transformational changes and allow them to really differentiate themselves. Because that's at the core of everything that we do. And at the core of that is this promise of consistency and consistency across all the different clouds that organizations are going to use. So, you know, we take what we do in Azure and our public cloud and the services that we operate. And, you know, I talked a lot today about the fact that it is the most incredible learning ground, the most incredible learning opportunity. And our engineers get every single day the opportunity to learn what it means to operate these incredible cloud services. You know, we talked about today, we have more than a billion users, 20 million enterprise organizations who are using these cloud services. So it is mission critical. It's always available. And if something goes wrong, it's the engineering teams that get called to go in and fix it in the middle of the night, right? So we take all that and we deliver that into the products in Windows Server, in System Center, in SQL Server. Those products are better, but what that allows us to do, because we are the only organization in the world investing in private, public, and hosted clouds, is deliver a consistent set of capabilities that provides organizations with, you know, the ability to make the decision on where they place their workloads, what's right for their business, with no cloud lock-in.
I think one of the fantastic things about taking this type of a Cloud OS approach is for us from a careers perspective, right? Because there's been kind of this, okay, we ramp up and there's this big release of product and certain products do better than others and they grab a hold of the environment and we learn all of it and then we just kind of steady off. And then there's another big push years and years later and we're kind of flip-flopping around technology. It makes it kind of difficult from an IT perspective. How do I move up the chain? How do I ensure that I've got that knowledge and that experience? And when cloud comes along, and we've talked about this several times in our videos, that from my perspective, as an IT guy, cloud, you know, what does that do for my career?
Yeah.
The unique thing for me is this approach that we take. It's a learn at once kind of a thing, and it is consistent no matter where you're delivering those services.
Well, the cloud is different. You know, we talk about there's a difference between virtualization and cloud computing. You know, and if you really kind of boil down what the difference is, you know, in order to move from the benefits you get with virtualization and move into cloud computing, the game's got to go up. Your maturity, the maturity of the processes, the maturity of the capabilities, it all has got to take a significant step up. And so I think it does offer an opportunity for all the IT pros around the world to significantly, let's say, mature their capabilities and mature their skills. all too often I hear IT pros talk about the cloud and software as a services as a threat and as a competitor.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay?
And you know, one of the things that I talked a lot about today was, you know, rather than think about it that way, I think we should look at the public cloud and use that as our benchmark. You know, if you haven't had the chance to go up onto Azure, go see how easy it is to provision a couple of VMs. See how easy it is for your customers, whether it be the line of business, you know, developers, or whether it's just kind of traditional dev and tests, a couple clicks on the mouse, put a credit card in, and you've got capacity provisioned up there. It's that easy.
Yep.
You know, now compare that to the service that we're offering with the private clouds that we're building around the world. How much better is that than us? Are we better than that? But use that as the benchmark, and then use that as a way for us to improve. The other thing I would tell you is, it's interesting, I actually read, within the last couple of weeks, I think Forrester published one of the best articles that I've seen that I would encourage everybody to read. And it was this article about the rise of the cloud admin. And so it kind of takes on some of these concerns where IT pros would talk about, you know, IT or organizations are going around me, I see organizations using public cloud, is it secure, is it protected? And what this Forrester document talks about is this, you know, this rise of this cloud administrator, and it's going to be the administrators that help pull all this together. And I really liken it to what happened with domains 10, 15 years ago,
sure,
to where domains, you know, kind of popped up associated with a specific application or a business unit. And, you know, over time, people looked around and said, wow, we've got, you know, 10, 15, 20 domains. Let's bring this all together in a cohesive whole. And that's when kind of really Active Directory was born.
Right.
Okay. And I think we're on a similar path here, quite honestly, with the cloud. People are going to be using private cloud capabilities, hosted in public, and we want to deliver the tools that allow our IT professionals using System Center to also step into that role of helping to orchestrate and helping to govern multiple clouds.
Okay, one of my favorite demos that we did today, and one of my favorite quotes of the entire keynote was actually in this demo. We've had plenty of folks on as we've been, you know, kind of going down this road, this world of DevOps,
yep,
right? And sometimes, because there's a definite division from developers,
yep,
to the IT guys, and there is that line, and things don't cross that line. And that line is starting to emerge a lot, particularly with cloud technologies.
Especially in the Agile development processes on these cloud services.
With System Center, and the demo, I just absolutely love it. It's look, IT guys, we know what we're responsible for. We need that data. We need to understand that data, and then we need to dive deeper and deeper, and then when we figure, yeah, out what that is, making sure that we can give necessary information,
yep,
over to whatever it is, if it's the networking side, if it's the development side, wherever that is, to get those problems resolved.
Yeah, you know, and essentially that particular code that we demonstrated is the technology that came from an acquisition we made a couple of years ago named AviCode, okay? Remarkable technology, and you know, here is like the quintessential example of how dev and operations work together or maybe don't work together, right?
Just, you know, throw it over to them, delegate
it. You know, the request or the complaint comes in from a user saying, I'm trying to use an application and it's slow. So IT and, you know, IT professionals start digging into that, they're trying to figure out what it is. And you know, now using the tools that we have, rather than calling the dev team and saying, hey, there's something happening here and this application is slow, to which the response is always, what did you change? You know, what did you mess up? Using the code, the capabilities now that are in System Center, literally the IT professional can be looking at the actual transactions that are happening. So literally, we're looking at the packets coming in, we're looking at the actual transactions, and we can actually get down and take a look into the specifics as this is the SQL call that is being made that is causing, you know, that's taking 1 millisecond or 1 second or 10 seconds to complete. And then with a couple clicks of the mouse, you can actually take that, package it up, send it into Visual Studio. It arrives into the queue of the developer, and it's here's the call, and here's actually a VM that's been hydrated that you can actually go troubleshoot with and do your development against. You know, that kind of integration that connects development and operations, there's nobody else in the industry that's doing that at the scale that we're doing it for the enterprises today.
And it's not like I have to go out and learn this entire
new
product.
No, you already know it. It's
right
System Center and Visual Studio.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And then the other piece that was a part of that demo that I really find intriguing is, you know, historically for many, many years, you know, we've had Ops Manager out in the market now for 13 years. You know, we've had that concept of you build a management pack and it helps us understand the health of the application. But with Service Pack 1 a few months ago, we released this thing that we call Global Service Monitoring.
Yep.
And it's this outside-in monitoring capabilities that actually allows you to take the transactions, you know, and you can actually reuse the test that dev used as they created the product to qualify it. And you can run those transactions against your service. And then from points of presence around the world, you actually see what the actual end-user performance is, you know, just not the availability on or off, but what's the performance. You know, and one of the beauties of what we're doing here is that capability is included in your System Center license.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, many organizations are going out and paying Gomez or Keynote for every transaction, every point of presence. You know, we just said, no, it's part of System Center. Here's the points of presence. Go have at it. Go run your transactions. And it's a wonderful opportunity, especially when you take and think about marrying that now with the traditional inside out. So outside in and inside out. You know, it sounds like it should be a nursery rhyme. But bring that together, and now you have this monitoring 360 degree, which is what you actually want to have.
Yeah. The thing, you talk about that transformation to the cloud, you talk about that management, that operational perspective, and then being able to take that knowledge that we've gained from our cloud services and let it to leverage it. Then there's a third caveat here, which is close to home in my world, as I now am the client guy, deal a lot with enterprise client, which is this device-centric piece.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of folks out there know I've been out on a tour recently going out and talking to a lot of our customers about Windows and more along the lines, the consumerization, bring your own device. Yep. And what's really unique is that the story changes dependent upon where you're at. Certain cities, certain states have more than others. You said something today, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the terminology that you used, but you said manage where they live.
Yep.
Or go into that a little bit different, because when I heard that, I just kind of caught it out of the side. I went, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
You immediately
no, it's
up.
You know, we've spent a lot of time here at Microsoft, and specifically on SMS and Config Manager, trying to enable these internet facing scenarios. Because let me tell a little bit of kind of history, and I'll kind of come into what we mean by manage where they live. You know, after we shipped SMS 2003, as we were putting out the pillars of what we wanted to go invest in for the next deliverable, we could clearly see the trends that mobility was going to be something significant. And, you know, we wanted to enable devices and users on those devices to be able to access to the applications and the policy from the internet when they're not behind the firewall without having to bring a VPN up. You know, I fundamentally believe that anytime you do anything on an end user's device that causes them to have to rethink or to redo something differently, like, for example, I got to go bring the VPN up before I can access this application, it's friction and it causes lower productivity, right? Mm-hmm. So we built this set of capabilities that we called internet facing, and to actually implement it, you had to have a certificate authority, you had to manage your certificates, you had to take your SMS servers, which is SCCM 2007, put them in the DMZ, and then the reality is, you know, at that point, we weren't seeing kind of the device innovation coming at the same rate that it is right now. Mm-hmm. And so if we were on a kind of doing a major release and an R2 minor release every 18 months, okay, that would work. But in today's world, where literally we're seeing new devices come out every couple of months, if any of those new devices require an on-premise update, you know, it just doesn't work, it doesn't scale.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So taking the complexity of what we tried to do in SCCM 2007 and then the rate of innovation that's happening on the devices, we pretty rapidly came to the conclusion that you have to manage these consumer devices that were built to consume cloud services from the cloud. So when I say manage where they live, I'm specifically talking about, you know, these consumer devices that are always on, always connected, built to consume cloud services. You should manage them from the cloud.
Okay.
Okay. And so we talked about how we've done these continuums where we've taken Active Directory, we've cloud optimized that,
yep.
And we have Azure Active Directory. And think about that as one. We've taken Config Manager and we've cloud optimized that, and that's called Windows Intune. And think about Config Manager and Intune as one. Now what you can do is, using your Config Manager console, you can go out and express the policy for users, for devices, for PCs, all in one place, get all your reporting in there. But then SCCM will communicate with Intune, the service, and all of your users' devices around the world. As long as they're connected to the internet, they get their updates, they get policy.
It's an interesting approach, because I'm of the old school IT thought, right? Which is that
You're
boundary.
You're old school?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Which is that boundary, right? Mine.
Yeah.
My network.
Yeah.
Our apps, they live within our control. And really kind of, what do you, when you're out talking with customers, how do you address kind of that little barrier that says, okay, I understand why you would kind of go where they live, but like, this is new thinking for me in a lot of organizations. I mean, the trend has been out there. A lot of folks are still hesitant. And how do you approach that?
Well, I think there's two kind of comments that came to mind as I was listening to your question. The first one is, there's just a certain amount of kind of fear, anxiety about using the cloud and cloud-based services.
Sure.
Right? And that, I think, is born more in a concern of what information is being collected, what's stored up in the cloud, mm-hmm. you know, and depending upon the industry that you're in, like when I talk to financial organizations, they're even more concerned about it than really kind of everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, maybe excepting governments. But the reality is some of these things just should naturally be done from the cloud. I think we as a community and as a community of individuals chartered with and in charge with enabling users on all their devices, we need to figure out exactly, you know, how to get comfortable with that, make sure we deeply understand the security things that we've done at Microsoft to protect the data. And the reality is we don't bring up data that's critical to your business anyways.
Sure.
Okay. But understand the cloud rather than fear the cloud.
Yep.
Okay. And then the other piece that I would talk about here is as you were talking, the thing that came to my mind is like, okay, so you're a guy who is swimming upstream against the consumerization of IT.
We hear it all the time.
But it's just not real to think that way.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what I would encourage people to think about is, you know, these trends around cloud computing, these trends around the consumerization of IT. Ask yourselves, are they stoppable?
Yeah.
You know, because if I have a conversation like what, you know, the way that you express kind of the question, I would walk away saying, hey, this person is basically taking a bet, and the strategy is that consumerization of IT is not a long-term trend, that it's going to die, and I'm here to tell you it's not.
Okay.
Okay, it is a trend that is here to stay. It's going to be here forever. And, you know, and I would submit that the organizations that embrace that and embrace the fact that, you know, you can make your users more happy by enabling them to be more productive wherever mm-hmm. they want to work at on any device, your organization and company will be differentiated. You will be at a competitive advantage over your competition because you're going to embrace these secular trends that really will define the future.
Yeah, I agree completely. I absolutely agree. Couple of takeaways that you kind of gave folks at the end of your keynote, and we can give folks here, because I know we're going to see it in just a short time. There's another event coming up. So talk a little bit about, you know, what were your calls to action that you had for folks?
You know, the way I approached it, I said, listen, you know, if I might make a few requests, there's a few things I would ask you to do. And as I walk in through, the first thing is, you know, Windows Server 2012, System Center 2012, the best products that we've ever released, and I would argue the best operating system the world has ever seen, get those deployed.
Yep.
Okay, that'd be number one. Number two was get into the cloud and start using Azure. You know, throughout today's keynote, we showed five different examples where we're using cloud-based services and integrating Azure, both in the data center and in the consumerization of IT in terms of what we can enable on the devices. So get in the cloud and use Azure. Mm-hmm. The third point I asked is let's benchmark ourselves against the public cloud rather than thinking about it as in a fearful way. Let's benchmark, let's learn, and let's strive to deliver the same kind of SLA and the same kind of simple experience that the public cloud offers.
Yeah. Okay.
The fourth point is I asked organizations to start aligning their PC and device management. Okay. And I specifically said, let's cloud optimize your config manager with Windows Intune and give you that perspective or that continuum of managing things that are on-premise and things that are in the cloud connected, you know, through a consistent manner. And that specifically was a statement of many organizations today have stood up an MDM solution alongside Config Manager.
Yes.
Double the infrastructure. It's dual things to manage, but worse, it's dual experiences for your end users. Right, they don't have that consistent experience. So that was the fourth piece that I asked for. You know, then the fifth one I really asked for was, let's follow the blog that I've started called In the Cloud.
That's the, you know, last bit, you just teed it up perfectly.
Yeah, you know, I want to continue this dialogue with the industry. So we just, you know, we kicked this off a couple of weeks ago, and it's mm-hmm. been remarkable the amount of views that we've seen in that. But let's have a dialogue as an industry out there, and I definitely want to share our perspective, and this is where we're going to do a lot of disclosure of the new things that are coming out in our new investments. But go and follow that blog, and it's In the Cloud, and the Twitter is In the Cloud MSFT.
Yep, and also at home you can reach out to aka.ms/InTheCloud.
That's
and,
right.
And you can grab that there. Brad, a pleasure as always having you here. It's exciting. I love this event. Always been one of my favorites.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite.
So I'm going to let you take on off and enjoy the rest of the event. Thanks for being with us. Hope to see you soon.
All right, we'll do it.
Thanks, everyone.